Hello, CHS. My name is Ren, and I'll be your host for this week's episode of the Sidekick Radio Network, because Madison Ford, our usual scheduled host, is out of town this weekend. So, let's get started. First up, we have Jordan talking about her psychology experiment.
Hi, I'm Jordan Bickham.
And I'm Christina Berg.
Yesterday, students were greeted with an unusual surprise in the hallways of CHS. Random students were being offered money, but do they accept the money or should they decline?
Though this might seem a bit weird, it was all part of an experiment being conducted by the AP psychology students. In fact, Christina, weren't you part of it?
Why, yes, Jordan, I was. While I was walking back to my class third period, I was approached by a student trying to pass me some money.
So, Christina, what did you do?
At first, I was really confused. Then I thought I might have been part of a KCBY segment or something. Then a kid came running towards me, yelling at me to give him the money. It really made me think about how I would react in a real situation. I accepted the money only because he shoved it at me.
And why did you do that?
I think it's good to do the right thing by taking money off his hands and returning it to its rightful owner. You just have to be careful that you return it to its correct owner.
So, what did you think about the experiments after they told you it was an experiment?
It made me think about how other people would react and what would lead them to do so.
Yeah, you wonder what others would do in an unusual experience like this one. Personally, I wouldn't take the money because I'd be afraid I'd be stealing from someone, but you never know what's going on.
Definitely, but it goes to show that you never know what's going on at CHS.
True that.
Next, we have Tolu talking about our college night that happened last night.
Hey CHS, it's Staff Writer Tolu Sulaco, and as you may know, college night is approaching, and many colleges from all over America will be attending, and representatives from these colleges will be there, which makes it a great opportunity to ask your specific questions. So Sarah, what colleges have you been interested in that will be attending college night this year?
I'm interested in Texas Tech and Oklahoma State University.
So what are you looking forward to about college night?
I'm mostly looking forward to just seeing the other schools that are out there, like the other options that I have. And I'm really excited about meeting the representatives from the schools because that way they can tell me what the school is like and the specific programs that they have.
So CHS, make sure you sign up at texascollegefairs.com or in counseling. College night starts at 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. on September 15th. See you there.
Now we have Seth Slover and Ivy Hess talking about homecoming, which is next week.
I'm Seth Slover.
And I'm Ivy Hess.
And we're going to talk about the boys' and girls' perspective on homecoming. As a guy, I think that homecoming is maybe not quite as significant as girls view it, because if for no other reason, it's a little bit silly. And frankly, some of the stuff is really superficial. Like, I don't know, it seems like the bigger the mom, the better date you are, or the places you eat and the things you wear matching with your date, all that kind of stuff, it seems sort of unnecessary. Like, I understand that it's part of the homecoming tradition and all, but sometimes it seems like it gets taken a little too far to the point where it's like not even fun. It's just about like following the basic rules of thumb for homecoming. And while I do take part in it and participate in it, I think there should be some changes made that make homecoming a little bit more lax and chill, I guess you could say.
I agree with Seth a little bit. I think that the whole mom thing and matching and going out to dinner can kind of be taken too far sometimes, but it is a tradition and it's really fun for the girls to go pick out their dress and like exchange the mom and garter, even though the guys usually don't even wear them that long. But the whole thing's kind of fun, you know, getting asked and seeing all the different ways people ask people. And, so what do you think some of the pros of homecoming are, Seth?
I see that there's positives because it helps high school kids grow up and learn to go to events with a date and to dress up and act maturely, I guess. And it's kind of a rite of passage in life. So I mean, I see that there's an advantage, but also as a guy, I think it gets a little bit silly. Some of the ways people have to ask people and the expectations you have to live up to that the girls put on. Why do girls put on such high expectations?
Well, I wouldn't really say high expectations. They just want everything to like look good, and I think sometimes girls get caught up in like, oh, what's our picture gonna look like? How big is my mom? What color is my dress? Rather than they kind of oversee the whole fun aspect of it, and really it's just supposed to be for a good time.
All right, well, for one thing, we can definitely agree that homecoming is a long-running tradition at Coppell and something that will continue again this year.
Last but not least, here's Jay, Lance, and John talking about our weekly football preview, specifically district.
Hello, Cowboys fans. This is Lance McCaskey, along with Jay Carroll.
John Loop.
And we are going to give you your weekly recap and preview of all things Coppell Cowboys football.
Last Friday, the Coppell Cowboys took it to the Jesuit Rangers. The first half started particularly quick. The opening play was a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown by Jacob Logan. But it was tied at halftime. In the second half, Jesuit kicked it up a notch on offense, scoring one more touchdown to make it 28-21. But the Cowboys answered back with 14 unanswered points, and game came down to the last play. David Busby intercepted a pass in the end zone to preserve the Cowboys' win 35-28.
So, next week, we start district with Saginaw, and they are not known for their high-powered offense or their defense or, for that matter, their wins.
They can't play football at a very high level. Look at us, the nationally ranked Coppell Cowboys, and then look at poor little Saginaw. And it's just like, it doesn't seem like a very fair battle, but to be fair, it is homecoming. We picked them because we thought we could beat them. I don't know why they ended up in our district. We have a very weak district. I'm confused as to why they would put us in that district, because all the games are really far away, like Northwest, Saginaw. They're all just way out there, and the district doesn't make sense.
But the teams that are closest are the teams that are going to be our toughest challenge, which is Southlake and Denton-Guyer. And both of those games are away this year, as we had them at home last year, and we all remember that Denton-Guyer was really close until the fourth quarter, where we had some great defensive stands, and we ended up beating them, and Southlake just wasn't even close. So,
actually, six of our points last year came on a pick six, and our defense really carried us through that whole Denton-Guyer game, because if you look at our offense struggled last year against Guyer. They had a very good defense, and our defense was also very good. We shut down their offense, we shut down their star quarterback, and we found a way to win. But this year, Denton-Guyer looks not as good.
Southlake doesn't look as good either, because they struggled with the team they played last week just as much as we struggled with Jesuit. So our district's not as strong this year. And Lance?
We had a particularly weak district to begin with. You look at Justin Northwest, they're still bad. Look at Saginaw, they're obviously still bad. You look at the color teams, they're all still bad. Pretty much the only real competition we have in our district is Southlake and Denton-Guyer. And I think that if we can control the offense, less turnovers would be a key. Less turnovers is very important.
Let me say that again, Jake Larson. Less turnovers.
If we can control the ball, if we can take care of the ball, and more importantly, if we can just get our passing offense going. Because our running offense is pretty good right now. It's pretty solid, but our passing offense is really struggling, and that's where Jesuit got us last week. Okay, well, that's it for this week. Enjoy the bye week, Cowboys fans.
That concludes this week's show. Thanks for tuning in, and hopefully Madison will be back next week.